and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick, if you can hear me.
Phoning it in again.
So are you.
I am not.
You're in your car this time.
Yeah, I'm in my car, but I'm on the actual device that we record to.
Yeah, well, I had a sick kid, so...
You did have a sick kid. What's going on?
Random kid ailments come on in the most odd ways, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Sophia wakes up. For our new listeners, if we have any, she's 4.5. So she wakes up, is fine, running around all morning, no issues. It's like 11:30, and she's like, my belly hurts. I was like, all right, so let's go to the bathroom. I don't have to. So she goes to the bathroom, doesn't go, and then she's like, I just want to lay down. It's like, okay, you want to lay on the couch? No, I want to lay in my bedroom, which never happens.
Wow.
Like, this girl doesn't nap on the weekends unless I drive around in a car.
Damn.
And it's 11:30, and I go upstairs with her, and I lay down with her, and she, like, passes out within, like, 20 minutes and sleeps for a solid 2 hours, wakes up, has a fever.
Damn.
I was like, well, we were going to go to a fair. Yes, we're
no,
not.
No, back to bed.
Yeah. So she was just kind of like laying around on the couch all day with, like, you know, the washcloth on the head, have a towel down on the couch just in case she throws up.
Right.
You know, have the trash can around.
Wow.
But, like, it was like, you know, this morning after breakfast, like in the lunch, she was all right. But it was just like, really? Like, what? I wish I could just feel like crap for like 10 minutes and then be done.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice
for like hangovers. Yeah. Like you have a solid 10 to 15 minutes of just feeling like shit just to make you, you know, regret what you did. And then, you know.
Exactly. Like I was hoping maybe it was just something that she ate. And I was like, I was already making plans. I was like, all right, if she's like this, it's probably gonna be a few days. Yesterday I was like, all right, tomorrow I'll go to my office, I'll get my laptop just in case. I got to keep her home on Monday so I can still work.
Yeah.
And then, you know, by lunchtime she's fine. I was like, I guess I don't have to do that until she wakes up tomorrow feeling like crap. And I'm like, ah, that backfired. We back on?
Yep.
Okay. That was awkward.
A little bit.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the last couple of days, so, you know.
Yeah, we just had 3 days of no poop at all, just nothing, and,
You mean for Emma, right?
For Emma, yeah.
Okay, I don't even know about your pooping habits.
Hey, you know, it happens. But yeah, so Emma had, like, 3 days of nothing at all. And so she's made a habit of, as soon as we put her to bed, she will poop.
Okay.
I guess she lays down, she finally relaxes, and everything just goes. But today, she was, I guess, really backed up. And all day, she was, like, holding at her lower back and saying poop over and over again. So we went through the usual thing. We had her sit on the potty a bit, and we put her to bed for a nap and thought maybe she'll do it then. Still
right.
Nothing. Went to my parents' house for dinner. Still nothing. Even had her, you know, suspended over the toilet at my parents' house. And then finally, yeah, we hung out on the couch back home for a little bit. Put her to bed. Probably took about 20, 25 minutes. And then all of a sudden you could smell it from the bedroom. And I have to say, it's 100% true when people say this about parenthood. I've never been so happy for another person's poop in my life.
Of course you haven't.
It's great. It's great. But what's terrible is, so we realized that apples, like, bind her up, right?
Okay.
So we stopped giving her apple slices for lunch. We, you know, switch to something else. But, you know, like an idiot, I kept giving her apple juice. So that's probably what's been doing it. I finally realized it after she pooped. I was like, wow, you must have been really... Ah, crap.
Wow.
So, yeah. Sticking with the fruit juice from now on. Just the regular mix stuff. Yeah.
That's probably a good decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it even affected how she was eating, too. Like, she would eat only, like, half her breakfast. As far as, like, the past 2 days go. She'd only eat, like, half her breakfast. Maybe eat lunch. She didn't really feel like it. And then was, like, super, super picky at dinner. So, hopefully that will change. Either tomorrow or the next day. No more apples. Yeah.
No more apples. Speaking of fruit, Sophia's on this kick.
Okay.
Like, the girl, her and Maddie love grapes, and that's cool, and I'm happy with it.
Grapes are awesome.
Except, like, Sarah, when she takes my car on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I come home, or they get home, I come out, because I'm already home, open the door to get Sophia out of the car, and she has chewed up the grapes, taken them out of her mouth, and flicked them all over the floor of my car.
Oh my gosh.
Like the skin. So it's like she chews up and gets, you know, the bulk of the grape and the juice. And then I'm like, they're in the door.
Oh, the floor.
And I'm like, Sarah, do not give them grapes in the car. Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. I don't give Emma grapes unless I'm sitting there with her. Because if I don't, she just throws them.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah.
In the fuck are you doing? I wanted to punch her.
No, don't do that.
No, I wanted to punch the grapes.
Oh, the grapes. Punch the grapes in the face.
Yeah, exactly, because the grapes have face.
Nice.
Yeah, I was just like so irritated with that. I was like, why? Why? What is wrong with you? Why? I guess we can continue on the food because we have a conversation that we need to have.
Yeah, you caused a little bit of a ruckus. You did.
Dude, yeah?
You're ridiculous. You know that, right? You explain the situation.
Okay, so our friend, Steph from Confessions of a Stay-at-Home Mom, put a post up about what condiment you prefer on hot dogs.
Right.
To which I responded, this was on Facebook, to which I responded using our account because I figure that's the best thing to do, respond on other people's pages as us to get our name out there because marketing.
Right.
That mustard, because if it's basically if you use ketchup, I don't remember exactly what I said. But something along the lines of, you're not a human being if you put ketchup on hot dogs.
Speaking for the both of us.
Yeah.
Are. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, because I figure that you are of sound mind, which clearly you are not.
No, I am. I'm perfectly fine. I'm a perfectly normal ketchup-using human being. I don't know about you, though.
I never said that you can't use ketchup, but if you put it on a hot dog...
It's the most delicious thing ever.
It's terrible.
It's amazing.
It's just not. I
had this discussion with my dad earlier, and he did say that there are certain types of hot dogs, because of the type of meat or however it's prepared, you can't put ketchup on it. It just doesn't taste right. But I have never in my life had a hot dog that didn't taste right with ketchup.
I don't know, man. It's terrible. Like my brother did it. My sisters both did it. Like, but they would do like both. And I tried it.
Wow.
And I'm
that's
like,
gross.
This is foul. even I would just put ketchup on it. And I'm like, this is foul. We sent hot dogs to daycare, and for whatever reason, Maddie's teachers put ketchup with them. I'm like,
because that's what you do. Because that's how it goes.
I'm like, listen, crazy ladies, give her some mustard before I pop you. But I do have to say that our little from that conversation was pretty ridiculous, which obviously I screenshotted and posted it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Because, you know, it's us, so, yeah, it gets a little ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up mustard on pretzels.
Which is...
Mustard on pretzels is amazing.
No, it's not amazing. How can you take a doughy, salty substance and cover it in mustard? How can you do... That's just not right.
I don't understand your logic here. Yes, I do. Pretzels alone are good. But if you... Like, a soft pretzel?
Yeah.
Some spicy brown mustard on there?
No. Come on.
That's
no mustard.
Amazing.
No. I will say, though, in your defense... Against me, I will give you this one. So I was at the mall once when the Pretzel Twister was still there. It was the Coventry Mall, and they had their pretzel dogs, right?
Yep.
So, yeah. Hot dog wrapped in pretzel, okay. And I decided to try something ridiculous. I dipped that thing in caramel. It was delicious. I was not expecting it to be delicious, but it was delicious. It looked weird, it smelled funny, but it tasted amazing.
That is an interesting combination, I'm not going to lie.
It's one of those things where... It's like the first time you have escargot. I don't know if you ever... Have you ever had escargot?
No.
Okay, so you know it's snails, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's like the first time you eat a snail. And I've had it before, and I'm looking at it, and it's slimy, and it's all wrinkled up because it's been cooked and whatever, and you dip it in the thing, and I'm like, I'm going to put this in my mouth, and I'm going to immediately puke, was what I thought was going to happen. But, no, it tasted like, you know, octopus a little bit. It was good.
Interesting.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
So if mustard does not belong with pretzels,
right?
Then why do, you know, the Soft Pretzel Factory, which is delicious, have every single mustard that comes with, and cheese, to put on your pretzels? Explain me that.
Because there are people in this world, which, by the way, cheese on pretzels is delicious. There are people in this world, like yourself, idiot, who...
I'm an idiot.
...who think that mustard works well on pretzels, and whoever runs the pretzel factory is obviously one of those people. Yeah. It happens.
So yeah, yeah.
Sometimes lesser people work their way up into the, you know, upper echelon of business.
That is accurate. That is accurate. Completely.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm...
You sound exhausted, my friend.
I'm sleepy.
Yeah. Me too. We had a busy weekend of sorting the storage unit and cleaning out the closets in the apartment, and I was that's what Carissa was up to this weekend, and I spent some significant time in the garden at my parents' new house for the birthday party coming up.
Right. How's that planning?
So far, so good. More people responded to coming than we initially anticipated. So,
okay.
We'll see.
When is it?
We just got to figure out. It's going to be on the 15th, which is a couple of days after her actual birthday. But it's a Saturday, so it works better for people.
Right, you know? Right.
But yeah, we're doing Barney-themed, because that's just what she's into now. We were going to do Octonauts. It was going to be Octonauts, and then she discovered Barney, and now everything must be Barney. From the time she wakes up to the time she goes to sleep, it's ridiculous.
That sounds terrible, because Barney's the worst. I hate Barney so much.
I wouldn't say he's the worst.
I mean, he's not Caillou.
True, he's not Caillou. But, you know, there was this episode where... they were singing a song about feeling down about yourself, right?
Okay.
And the kid who was singing the song was in a wheelchair. His character is confined to a wheelchair.
That's depressing.
So you got kid in wheelchair singing a depressing song. And I understand you have to turn it into a song because it's Barney. Because that's just what they do with everything. But while the kid is singing about being depressed about being in his wheelchair, the guy in the Barney suit is dancing. He's doing a little dance. That's just cruel. Alright, I know the whole Barney setup, you have to do song and dance with everything to connect with the kids and all that jazz. But he's doing this, like, you know, happy little one-man foxtrot in place type thing while this little kid in a wheelchair is singing about being depressed. It's just terrible. Why would you do that? That's just terrible. Ugh.
You know, don't need a reason. It's just Barney.
Yeah. That should be on a t-shirt. Don't need a reason. Just Barney.
You can make it.
I will. I actually found a whole bunch of shirt making stuff today while going through one of the closets. So we're going to have new shirts soon.
Are we?
Yeah.
I hope that they don't fade.
They won't fade as much as the last ones did.
Okay.
I'll put it that way. Yeah.
Maybe these ones should say Ask a Dad.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do Ask a Dad. We'll talk about it. We'll shoot some ideas back and forth.
Okay. I'm thinking black with white, but that's me.
What are you, Amish?
Okay, fine. Blue with black.
What's going on here? Oh, man.
Put a beard under it.
Speaking of Ask a Dad, send us your questions, people. Sure. Send them. Please send us your questions. I'm desperate. Desperate for questions.
We have two for next week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's going to be a good one next week, too.
Yes.
I can feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, if we get a couple more questions.
Right.
I'm just going to hit up my friends. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'll have my... I have family in town. My sister and brother-in-law come in on Wednesday. They're in for the weekend.
There you go.
So they'll do questions.
Yeah, I think it's finally time to bug the wife. Get her on video asking something.
I mean, they can even ask, like, why are you guys so bad at this?
We're not bad at it. People like it.
They do, all 16 people who watch this week.
Hey, that's 16... I know. More people than no people at all. Let's put it that way.
And it also didn't go up until like 6:30 on Fridays.
That is also true. Yeah.
So, you know, that's on me. And it's also on people not sending me questions when they're supposed to. I said I would send it. We'll send it. I need it.
Send it, bro. What you waiting for?
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you what was fun is... So we've been accepting questions where if people don't, I'll like give you guys a little secret. You know, people have tweeted us questions or, you know, shot us a message with a question, except it's not in video. And we say, you know, okay, we'll answer it, but send us the video before such and such day when Nick's gonna edit, like when I'm gonna edit.
Right.
Well, this week, we answered the questions that we thought we had, and two people changed up the way in which they asked the question. So we answered the question about Dutch last week, and so we did Dutch Wonderland versus Crayola Factory. It's out in the time between when the guy, Steve, sent us the question... And when we recorded, and when he sent me the actual question, he had already taken his daughter to Crayola Factory and just wanted to know if Dutch Wonderland was appropriate for 2.5-year-olds. So I'm sitting there editing it, and I'm like, okay, we sound like idiots because we're talking about Crayola Factory and putting this question where he's asking about just Dutch Wonderland.
Right.
And I wasn't going to put like a disclaimer up, so I was like, let me just chop the crap out of our answer so it's just Dutch Wonderland.
Hey, man, the power of editing.
It worked. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if you send us a question, If you have an idea and you just want to tweet it to us, that's fine. But when you send us the video, make sure it's the same question. Come across.
Just help us out a little bit. Help us out.
Yeah. I mean, it's still fun. Like, I'm just happy to get questions regardless.
Right.
And if you guys have an idea for episodes, please don't be shy.
Yeah.
You know, just give it, you know, we love just answering random questions every week.
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, I think it's more fun to not do a theme. But I've enjoyed doing the theme weeks that we've done, like, on beer and alcohol, on grilling and, you know, healthy eating. So, I mean, you know, if you guys want us to do a theme per week, you know, throw it out there to us. Leave it in our comments or tweet it at PBDadcast or Instagram or Facebook, whatever. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/popandbottlesdadcast. And then you'll get all of our videos. And then you can watch our playlists.
All of them.
And then you can see Ben doing tech and parenting when he does it.
At some point. I have one to send to you. I promise.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
You haven't gotten around to sending it?
Yeah.
Upload it on the Google Drive.
I will. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of, starting tomorrow night from 6 to 9, you all can find us on fathernation.com. Let me double check and make sure my URL is correct.
Right.
I've
made that mistake.
Yes, I noticed. fathernation.com will be on there from 6 to 9 tomorrow. Not live. Probably this episode or last week's episode. And then they'll have, you know, some of our archives going up and promoting throughout the week.
Awesome.
So you guys will hear us there every Monday from 6 to 9. We'll be up on there. I don't know how it's going to work, if it's going to be like a repeat, if it's going to be like three shows in a row, or, you know, I'm not sure. But we're going to be on there so you guys can hear us there.
Sweet. And we're also on Stitcher now, right?
Yes, we are.
For all you,
I don't have a URL to give, but
yeah, but for all of you non-iOS people,
yes, yeah, you can get us on iTunes and you can get us on Stitcher. So
yeah.
The link should be on our site
somewhere. Yeah,
I did put it out there. I'm trying to get the widgets to work and stuff. I was having some issues; it wasn't working correctly. But
gotcha. Well, this sleepy episode.
So what else we got going on?
I just want to pop in and say this sleepy episode is brought to you by thepoplife.com, LYFE. We got awesome shirts. They got awesome shirts. Everybody can have an awesome shirt if you go to thepoplife.com. So please do. Because they're just... I can't even explain them to you. You have to go on the site, and you have to look on it, because there's something for everybody.
So yeah, do and you it. Can wear shirts that say I make adorable babies.
You do make adorable like babies.
I know, I'm cursed for life. Oh. Speaking of, are we done promoing?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of me making adorable babies.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Last night, while Sophia was kind of feeling okay-ish, we ran out to Target because we had to get a couple things.
Okay.
So we're walking around, and we have, you know how Target has those gigantic carts that have the kind of the extension on the back where you can fit two kids?
Right.
It's like the two-seater, and then it's, you know, attached to where they have the regular cart.
Right.
So we get one of those because the girls love them. I hate those things because they're a monstrosity and a pain in the ass to push. Like, I'm running into everything.
You get a good workout.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we have each girl in the back. And Sarah's off looking at something, but she's still within earshot. And Sophie starts asking, like, what the regular seat's for. You know, that normally you'd put one kid in.
Right.
And I was like, oh, you know, that's just for, you know, if there's... another kid with us, it would sit there. Like, the child would sit there. You guys are there. And she's like, we need a third kid. And I'm thinking she's just saying, like, we should have a third kid with us. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. She's like, no, no, we need a third kid. I want a brother!
Oh, no. Like,
what? I was like, you're expensive.
Right.
So, I was like, one, a third child would be expensive. Two, you're terrible at sharing with Maddie. So that would be even worse with a third.
Oh, my goodness.
And third, I can't just decide that it would be a boy.
Right.
You know, I already made the mistake of saying that you would be a boy first time because around, I don't make girls. I have two girls. So clearly I have no say in...
Oh, in that. That's terrible, dude.
Not bad. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
I was like, really? Like, and I was like, Sarah, you put her up to this thing. And she's like, no. She's like, I've never brought it up to her.
Kids say the darndest things, right?
Yeah.
It's continuously. Just continuously.
Yeah. I was like, dude, stop it. Right now.
Oh, man.
You knocked this off.
Yeah, we have officially decided now that we're not going to have another one until after Emma is potty trained. After she can generally, let's put it this way, after she can generally take care of herself, then we'll have another, yeah.
See, that's a good decision. Sophia potty trained, like, Maddie was born in August, Sophia was potty trained, I think, by the end of the year. So we had, you know, about 6 months, 5-6 months, where it was, we had diapers for both of them.
Layover, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that shit's expensive.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
No, I'm at the point where I'm like, I can't wait until they start potty training her at daycare. You know, completely get...
free.
Yeah. save that $50 to $60 a month. Or however much it costs.
Hey, man, it counts.
It does. It really does.
Rex, shit.
But you guys are, I mean, I know you guys have, like, slowly introduced potty training. We've talked about it numerous times.
Yeah, we're getting there. She knows that, at least for pooping, she knows that when she has the urge to poop, she should sit on the toilet. But then once she sits, she doesn't feel comfortable enough to actually do it, you know?
Yeah, so. See, I feel like the peeing is easier for them to do on the potty, but then, like, when they have to actually poop, it's like they're terrified to do it.
Right, yeah. Because, you know.
I mean, I'm terrified.
It's new and different, so. We'll work it out. We'll get there. Yeah, we're considering doing one of those, what do you call them? Gauntlet weekends or whatever?
Oh, yeah, we just let her run.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Carissa's even thinking about taking a day off so we can do a 3-day weekend of it. You know?
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
We'll see. Yeah. So, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's essentially just getting rid of the diapers altogether. You know, make it kind of an event, like, yay, no more diapers, right?
Right.
And then just let the kid go without diapers immediately. And you'll have accidents, you'll have stuff you're going to have to clean up, but that's just life. And hopefully by the end of this 3-day period, your kid will understand why we use the potty, that there are no more diapers to be used, so we can't use diapers anymore. We have to use the potty, or else bad things happen. And then you just, you know, knock it out one weekend, and hopefully it sticks for the rest of their life.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't do that. It wasn't like we thought about it, and we just didn't do it. It was, you know, we were kind of daycare was working on it, but not the way they were supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, we didn't have that backup.
Right.
Of, you know, you need, whoever has your kid during the day needs to be on the same page as you when you're potty training.
Right.
And for whatever reason, they were like concentrating on kids that were a little bit older, and they wanted to get moved out of the class to the next age class. And they're like, oh, no, we haven't really been doing it with her. Like, well, we've been trying at home. What the hell?
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, quit it and
just stop.
Yeah. So, you know, we had her pretty well here.
Yeah.
And you know, then it just kind of all fell into place. It fell into place when all of a sudden out of the blue, she was like, I got a potty. Okay. No, I got to poop. On the body. It's like, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I don't know if you guys will do this, but we still stuck with pull-ups at night.
Yeah, we're thinking about
for
doing
a
that
while.
Too. Yeah. Just in because, case.
Yeah, like that's the toughest, I think, is the toughest aspect is nap time and bedtime is yeah. Them not having accidents, but once they do, it's awesome. But there's also the catch 22 once they're potty trained, and that's when they got to go when you're in the car,
right?
Or like on a trip, you know, I gotta go potty. I'm like, what? No,
two words, hold it.
Yeah, yeah, toddlers do not subscribe to the hold it, to the hold it. Mantra, if you will. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up our short episode for this week.
Because we're sleepy.
We are sleepy. It was a long weekend.
Yeah.
Long week. It's been hot, too, man.
Yes.
The heat.
I thought it was nice. And we'll have some cool stuff we're doing next weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we'll... It'll be fun. Some car stuff.
Yeah.
Not gonna wreck it, but not the car. I mean, I'm not gonna wreck what we're doing.
Yeah, don't wreck the car. I can't have that happen.
Well, yeah.
I can't.
You'd be like the people who had it before you.
Right.
So, yeah.
Damn it.
Let me wreck it.
All right, man.
Right off a cliff.
Like Toons is the cat?
Yeah, exactly.
Hashtag Toons is the cat. Coming next weekend.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Have a good, safe week. We'll see you next weekend.
We love you.
Yeah.
I don't.
We do. In a friend way. Friend zone.
Yes.
Friend zone love.
Yes.
Don't get creepy on me, Nick.
I apologize.
All right.
I get creepy when I'm sleepy.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
All right. Peace.